Israel's exit from Gaza punctuates a time of extreme upheaval. Palestinian Authority leader Yasser Arafat's death last year shifted power to moderate Mahmoud Abbas. Abbas has struggled to earn the support of many Palestinians. A crumbling economy, rampant political corruption, and the increased popularity of Hamas and other militant groups haven't helped the situation. But some observers remain hopeful that Israel's withdrawal from Gaza will lay the groundwork for an independent Palestinian state. That and Israel's exit from the West Bank, they believe, could establish a lasting peace. For more on the Gaza pullout and what it could mean for Israelis and Palestinians, we're joined in our Washington, D.C. studios by David Makovsky. He is a director of the Washington Institute's project on the Middle East peace process. And I thank you very much, Mr. Makovsky, for joining us. Let me ask you, some suggest that the key to all of this is the West Bank withdrawal. Do you believe that to be the case?
Look, I think this is a critical first step. Somebody had to break the taboo that you could not dismantle settlements, that you could dismantle settlements. And Ariel Sharon, who was the architect of the settlement movement, is the one actually who's now turning on them. They see him as betraying the cause. Some would say it's a historic justice that the person who started this enterprise is now called on to take steps towards dismantling it. So I see this move as a key first step in fulfilling what is a central foreign policy objective of the United States, but of Israel itself, which wants a two-state solution. Israel doesn't want to rule another people, and I think the demographic realities and the costs of doing so have come home to Israelis, and this is a critical first step.
We should note that you're a former executive editor of the Jerusalem Post, and you have covered this for quite some time. You mention it there. Is it surprising, and in the long run, is it best that someone who's seen as a hardliner, as a hawk, like Sharon is the person to dismantle this?
I think he's probably the only one who could do it at this point. I think, you know, if we think of Nixon and China, Nixon was the one who opened the pathway. Actually, it was Carter who, I think, established diplomatic relations with the People's Republic. But without Nixon taking those first steps, I don't think Carter could have taken the second step. So I think it's critical that it's Ariel Sharon who is taking those steps. The settlers are, you know, are bewildered by this, given that he was their leader. But he sees what a toll this has taken on Israel. He wants to preserve Israel as a democratic and Jewish state. And you can't do that if you control the Gaza Strip.
Does it matter at all that many people suggest that this is not a movement of altruism, that it is due to growing violence perpetrated upon Israelis? Does it matter one way or the other why the movement is happening?
Now, I think you ask a very good question because it has very profound implications for the future. There could be two narratives that emerge from this engagement story. One is it is the revitalization of a center in Israeli politics and Palestinian politics that was decimated with this intifada, the 4.5 years of terror and violence that we just went through, a very long tunnel. And basically both sides acting because they want a better future for their kids are working together to establish a two-state solution. If that is the narrative, in my view, and I think it's the correct narrative, this process has a future. If it's going to be that Hamas basically won, that they blew up Israelis, in my view, this is a very short-term sort of event and won't be repeated anytime soon because Hamas will say, well, wait a while, let's set up rockets from the West Bank now and do the same thing and have suicide bombs. The truth is, in my view, that's not just counterproductive, it's factually wrong. Israel and with Ehud Barak and no Palestinian, not even Yasser Arafat, would dispute that in the year 2000, Israel offered Gaza as part of a Camp David deal. And I don't want to revisit Camp David, but that was after 2.5 years of quiet. When the bombs were going off in 2003, Amram Mitzna of the Labor Party ran on this platform of unilateral pullout of Gaza, and he was crushed in the worst defeat the Labor Party has suffered since 1948. Only when the bombs stopped at the end of 2003, really that there was a halt to the violence for a variety of reasons, did the Israeli public begin to have a political breathing space? So when this idea reemerged later in 2004, frankly, there was support for it. And so I think you're putting your finger on something very important, how this will be interpreted. If it'll be interpreted as a victory for terror and violence, it will be short-lived. If it is interpreted as the reemergence of a sane center in both Israeli and Palestinian societies, I think this is the first step towards a very important future.
Let me ask you this with a little more than a minute to go. The idea of the future for Palestinians, when you look at the economy, which many people say is in shambles, if you continue to pull out and have this unsettled nature of the land, what does it, how does it bode for those who will, in fact, inhabit this area?
Look, I think what was vital is that the G8 at Glen Eagles, Scotland, in July offered a package of $9 billion. America, Europe, all coming together to help build this fledgling Palestinian state. And as long as safeguards can be put so it doesn't go for corruption, I think this will be to the benefit of everyone, Palestinians and Israelis alike. And James Wolfensohn, the outgoing head of the World Bank, who's now the economic envoy trying to work a lot of these issues to help improve the Palestinian economy, I think he's the right guy to shepherd this process. I just hope a lot of the Arab states, which have seen a windfall in oil prices doubling, will finally do something besides paltry sums and match what the G8 has put forward. I think we've got hope. The resources are now coming together. There's a leadership of Wolfensohn, and hopefully we can end this tragedy for both people and give dignity to both of them. Both have suffered way too much.
In fact, truer words were ever spoken. We hope that we do see peace in that region soon. David Makovsky is the director of the Washington Institute's Project on the Middle East Peace Process and author of the new study, Engagement Through Disengagement. We thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.